Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Basement with we got a newbie. We should introduce him first. Joe DeRosa's here, everybody.
Hi. Thanks for having me, man.
Thanks for being here. Yeah. And of course, two of our favorites, Peanut and Sarah Weinschenker, here.
Instant favorites.
How many times for you now, Peanut?
I think this is three.
And what's, is it November already? What's with the mustache? Oh, shit. It's 19 minutes after the hour.
I'm going to be on a boat soon.
We started a couple of minutes late. Well, that's part of why I was excited to have you on the show.
Yeah. I think it was why I couldn't say no, even if my schedule hadn't been totally free.
Right?
You would have wanted me to come so we can talk about being on the boat together. But I figured the facial hair scheme went with the nautical happenings
that
are going on.
Yeah, if you had a captain's hat on...
I'm just waiting.
I want to see you walking around on the ship with a captain's hat on, even when you're shooting hoops, because I know you love to play basketball on the
boat.
Can't wait. But yeah, Norwegian, it's not the Pearl anymore.
No, we changed
boats. What's it called this time?
I don't know.
But it's similar,
probably. Don't put me on the spot. It's just as good as
the
Pearl.
I hope it's similar, because then I'll be able to find my way around.
It's exactly the same.
But
they don't want to confuse anybody.
We got to load up and smoke fast, you guys, because the show started a couple minutes late.
Okay.
And it's... already almost 20 minutes after the hour, which means it's 4:20 somewhere.
Ding! 4:20 somewhere!
You want to try that one?
Sure. What kind of weed are we smoking?
I don't know. The sativa is called Hawaiian pineapple.
Okay.
And we also have an indica called sugarcane, but I always kind of protect my guests from the indicas because a lot of times you have other things you have to do today.
I cleared my day.
You did?
Yeah.
Smart.
So, yeah, so you could hit the indica or what?
I've been smoking this indica called Yoda OG that's pretty...
Really?
Pretty, you know...
And you like it? You're like kind of an indica guy?
I like to drink a bit and then smoke it, and it's very much just like, hey, dude, just like sit back. I have a beanbag chair, and, you know, it's a nice night.
Do you mind if I say what's in your mug?
No, I don't care.
he's drinking wine today, which is because he drinks while he smokes.
I'm almost a bottle deep. I don't know. After this, maybe I'll just hit one of these bars around this neighborhood and just kind of make a day out of it.
I can point you in a good direction.
What's this pen that you got here, Peanut?
Oh, this is my personal pen. I figured I'd just bring it. It's got some oil from a company called Alpine. It's an indica.
Oh, okay. Yep. I was trying to set you up because I know that the band is getting more into different weed products and strains and stuff, right?
Yeah, we're selling up and down the West Coast.
That's awesome.
It's a top seller in Washington, so I hear. And
what's it called?
It's called Uplifter.
That's a good name.
Yeah,
that is a good name.
We're using Uplifter as a moniker through our disposables and our cartridges.
Well, I know that you were tweeting about that you need a title for the next 311 album. What's wrong with Uplifter for the album title? Tie it all together.
We did that already.
Oh.
That's where we got it.
That's where you got it from. Yeah. It's a previous album title.
Yeah, the herb products are actually like called Grassroots Uplifter. Grassroots is another title of an album. We've been around for 26 years. We've used up all the words. That's why it's hard to find a title for anything new.
I like to talk about this with people. What are some of, because comics talk about this a lot when they have an album come out. What are some of the contending titles for the new 311 album?
Oh, I can't give it away. We actually decided yesterday.
You picked one?
So I'm pretending. Yeah.
Oh.
Can you tell us ones that didn't make it?
No, because it'll make us sound stupid. No, it's always just
a, it's yes, a, it's one total... of the rejected titles, Pepe the Frog.
No, but that would have made it through
Pepe
a couple
the
of
frog.
Rounds. It's just a clusterfuck of creative kind of.
But you also don't have like you don't have punny names. You don't have silly names.
No, and
your album titles are pretty straightforward.
We try and stay apolitical.
Yeah.
So it's weird, and we don't, you know, are we talking about the audience? Are we talking about ourselves? Are we talking about the songs?
Yeah.
Does it matter?
You're just having a good time.
Yeah, I'd rather just be creative and let people wonder why we picked something kind of strange, but I don't know. There's so much give and take when you have 12 albums, so we can just play around with it.
Yeah, like
this
the last time around, you were like, hey, you got any album title ideas? And I sent you a few, and, you know, of course, none of them stuck, but...
And we went with Stereolithic, which, you know, is like 3D printing.
Yeah.
And doesn't really mean anything with
it
the music.
It doesn't mean anything.
It sounds good, though.
But it sounds good.
Yeah, we're living in a Stereolithic age.
We are.
Yeah, and the stereos are dying out.
I just got a boombox because I had all these old...
What?
Nice.
I got an old hip-hop collection on cassette.
Cool. What?
That, with like...
Unexpected.
That's anything anybody says to
Joe.
What?
What?
But I bought this like vintage boombox, and it looks like a piece of art, man. It's amazing. It's silver, and it's got all these knobs and shit on it. And then you can play your old hip hop tapes on it. Actually, sounds pretty good too. It plays like the tape in the best possible quality. What? You know what I mean? Does that
yeah.
make sense?
Yeah.
Because tapes sound like shit. Already, yeah. If you're not, you know.
And you never know if you're going to meet a lady and you'll be able to pull a John Cusack and stand there with the thing over your head.
Right, I do that. Right now, I just have some cardboard in front of it, and I bring a girl home, and I do a backspin on it real quick.
Oh, all right.
And, you know, some break dancing and things.
Because the child of the 80s.
Wait.
Then they usually leave as soon as they do that.
What kind of cassettes are in your collection?
The right ones stay.
I have a lot of out-of-print hip-hop albums. That's why I kept the tapes, but I kept all the tapes, but all kinds so of good. Stuff. It's yeah. a lot of 90s hip hop, X-Clan, and Public Enemy, Professor Griff.
I don't know.
Minister
Professor.
Of Information.
The Minister of Information.
Yep.
Who else? EPMD.
I don't know any.
That is tasty.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, there's a little button on there. Give it a.
Business as usual. I just met the artist on Twitter who did the cover for Business as Usual.
Cool.
What?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I swear to God.
Small world.
Yeah.
Is that
nice
something
man.
You'd be into doing comedy on a rock cruise?
Yeah, I would do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jay Oakerson does that all the time.
Yeah, he has his own like comedy cruises that he does. I think.
Yeah, something. Right?
I don't know.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, I've only done ones that like you know bands headline them because it's like comedians you know as popular as we are. You'd have to have a pretty amazing lineup to get people to buy a boat ticket for a week. You know, people are more dedicated to their bands that they like, you know?
Do you
if you're a fan of the band 311, it's got to be your dream to go on that cruise.
You're coming.
Because it's the best
right.
possible experience you could have with the band. You're in the same boat with them for 4 days.
And it's limited. You know, there's only 1,200 spots.
Yeah.
So it's instantly
and they all crazy,
small.
Those
you got
people.
Nothing. You get a
are there buffets?
It's super fun. Yeah,
are there
24-hour food.
Yes.
Room
endless
service
buffets.
Is free. You just call room service and have bring shit to your
there
room.
There you go.
And get pizza 24/7 delivered to your room.
Did you do their cruise? Is that what the Pearl was?
Yeah, I've done it 3 times. This will be my 4th out of 5 total. Yeah.
Where does
and
the
it's
cruise
the
go?
Most fun thing ever. I have such a good time. And it's going out of Tampa this year, which is also a change-up. But the other times it's going out of Miami. But I'm excited about going out of Tampa because I like the Tampa Improv there, and I'm playing there the night before the cruise sets sail.
Nice. Is it? And who? What other bands are on the cruise, or is it just you guys?
Oh, it's a ton of bands. Like the
Revolutions.
The band
us?
That's headlining gets to bring other bands in, and I've met and enjoyed a lot of bands that I've just found through the 311 cruises.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Like Red Gold Green's going to be back, and yep. I met them on a previous one. They're yep. super cool.
That's Red Gold Green, too.
It is, yes. right?
Yes. Yes.
This is the
Whoa,
Red Gold segue. Green Bong. We like to name everything, so that's a good name for this. We used to call it Fruit Stripe. Because it's got
that.
A fruit stripe yes. gum situation.
Yeah. It looks candy-ish.
Yeah. Do you want the freshie?
Oh, sure.
People say I'm rude. I don't give out the freshies.
People are wrong.
The fresh hits.
That just proved it. People are wrong and rude and quick to judge.
They are, right? Let's just get high. That's all I want to do. And then judge things that really need to be judged. You know, like award shows.
And fashion.
Yeah.
I almost did a wake and bake today because I wanted to
prep.
Be calmed when I came in.
Work into it.
And but I did Bert Kreischer's podcast yesterday, and I was talking about that very thing, and he said, "You got to break the seal on camera, dude. That's the only way you do it."
Oh yeah, Bert's got a very strong moral code.
I broke the seal on camera. I tried to respect it as much as possible.
I like that. I like waiting for it. I mean, in this case today, I didn't wait for it. I got started early just because after this, I'm going to go do two shorts. Podcast called Two Shorts Boombox.
Two Shorts the rapper?
Yeah.
Wow, you're coming. You're like, I'm totally coming. I have the day free. I love Two Shorts.
You really want to go with?
Joe's coming with me.
I would go with you. Yeah. But I'm not inviting myself, and I have to say
I'm inviting Joe.
And I want to make sure I don't
tell you. I thought Pima was inviting himself, and I was down with it.
I know.
And like, Joe, yeah, maybe you can come. But Pima...
Shit.
But also, like, I just imagine you showing up with your boombox for some reason.
Fuck yeah, and getting your tape signed.
Yeah, we'd have to make some stops.
No.
Yeah.
I would respect Two Shorts podcast the way I did this one. I would not do anything prior to break the seal. I'm going directly there,
and I don't know any reason why I couldn't bring you.
Doug, this is a lot for me to process right now. Like, we're on camera. I'm stoned. I'm a little drunk, to be honest. And now we're bringing Two Short into the mix.
Very unexpected.
I'm not against it. But
think it over.
I think
you've got the rest of this show to think about it.
But you got to go like that for a minute.
We'll be here for a minute. What?
I'm going to go to the mall.
Really?
Maybe.
I tell people all the time, because our car will take you to wherever you want to go after and, you know, take advantage of it. Either go somewhere far.
Just go to Anaheim just for fun.
Take me to Disneyland.
Take me to Lancaster just for fun.
I'm just like Jeff Tate does the show, and when he's here in town, he crashes on a friend's couch in Culver City. And he's always taking the ride from Culver. I'm like, what are you doing? You know?
Rides two blocks.
Take advantage of it. Like, set up a set at the Ice House and get a ride out to Pasadena.
Oh, yeah, that would be a good idea.
Yeah, right?
Because that's a serious drive.
Because we'll pick people way the hell up out there. Where were you at? You mind
saying? That's my neighborhood.
Yeah, you're way out there.
Yep.
I love it.
I've still never seen a show at Ice House. I'm such a bad supporter of live comedy.
Live comedy is an interesting thing. There's a lot, like, I bet 8 out of 10 Americans have never been to a live comedy show.
It's sad, but love comedians.
You know? And people that go really are into it and like it a lot, and some people will try it, like, on a date or whatever. But it's not like something everybody just does. It's not like going to the movies or going to see music.
Yeah.
Do you remember when...
Underappreciated.
When you first started doing comedy... And you were like, I think I want to try comedy. I want to go to an open mic and, like, looking up in the yellow pages or whatever, like, a comedy club. I remember being like, oh, my God, those actually, like, exist. Because I'd never been to one. For some reason, like, it's not something you encounter, like, everybody goes to rock clubs growing up.
Yeah. I think I was just in a fortunate, like, the comedy was taking off so big when I was around that age. And, I grew up in San Diego, so the La Jolla Comedy Store was kind of a known thing.
Right.
Like, I even went and saw the show the night of my 21st birthday.
That's awesome.
Because I love comedy so much. Didn't know I wanted to be one. Just loved it. And let me see if I can remember the lineup. It was Argus Hamilton, Louis Anderson, what? Yakov Smirnoff, and Baby Man Bruce Baum.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And I later in my career have met and worked with all those dudes.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's awesome.
So I was like, there was one right there. Like, where did you grow up that didn't have a club or you weren't aware of it?
There was a club there were two clubs in Philly.
Oh, Philly's, until the Helium came along though.
Right.
Couldn't really get comedy going. Now there's also the Punchline there.
Right. And after the, like, comedy boom started to trickle out or whatever, it just wasn't something you heard about, and then by the time I started in 2001 or something.
Wow, yeah.
So when I started, it was like, I got to find a comedy club to go to like try this. And then when I found that there were actually functioning comedy clubs in Philly, I was like, my God! And they were right near shit that I'd been to a million times, but it was
you just don't notice it for some reason.
Yeah.
And like, also, you have to be like, a lot of people at comedy clubs were just telemarketed. Like, they call up and say, hey, we want you and your friends to come down on your birthday, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people are not I meet people all the time and say, I've never gone to a live stand-up, or at my shows, this is my first ever show.
Right.
And I'll be like, you're 80. There's so many reasons so not much. To be here.
That's so
funny. You're 80. Also, like, my first ever show ever.
Show of anything.
When MySpace came out.
I didn't even go to show and tell in school. What?
I don't know. I just was talking randomly, like, when MySpace came out. Because when MySpace came out, that helped comedy a lot. I remember, like, getting hit up all the time to go see
it helped
these
Dane
shows.
Cook a lot.
Yeah.
He used the shit out of MySpace. And then, you know, that was my strategy is, like, you know, it was obviously the ship had sailed on MySpace. But
MySpace.
But Twitter, you know, committing early to that and really sticking with it has been is very helpful. Mm-hmm. You know, you can get a lot of eyeballs. But we got to go to our first commercial break. I haven't covered any of the this thick material that I wanted to get into today, so I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but we'll be right back. When I smoke up, I don't get the munchies. I get a craving to adjudicate real small claims cases.
The High Court with Judge Doug Benson. Real cases, really high judge. Premieres February 27th.
I'm a judge now!
I was sitting there, like, freaked out, and the writer, it was Seth Meyers running, came with a script, hands it to me, slams it, you know, and I'm like shaking, and there's no video. Oh, it's awful. And Jenna's like, there's no video. Just, I point to you, just start talking. So she points to me, and I read the thing again. I trip over a couple words. It's a long thing. It was like 3 pages, and I trip over some, you know, I'm doing it, and I finish. Oh. And I sit down, and Pardo is in the booth with me the whole time, and I sat on his lap, and he goes, hey, get off of me! Don, I'm sorry. And then he went, it's Saturday Night Live! I was like, Don, you were there the whole time! Like, the whole time I was shitting my pants, like, oh, fuck! Don was just sitting there like an old elevator attendant, you know, like, waiting to do his thing, and then get back on a plane to Florida. Yeah.
Hello again, everybody. We're in the Spacement with Peanut and Joe DeRosa and Sarah Weinshank, and Gabe the Magician is standing by because, you know, sometimes people like to call the show Gabe Don't Want Hugs. That was submitted by Agent Ozzy on Twitter. And there's 1,133 people watching live right now who get to experience some very exciting things because to coincide with the first episode of my Comedy Central show, The High Court, the Friday before our premiere, we're going to do a marathon Getting Dug with High from here in the Spacement. And I'm going to try to have all the people who played bailiff on the show. We have guest bailiffs on each episode. And then some additional folks as well. We asked you to come, right?
I think so.
I think we did, yeah.
I mean, I'll be there.
No. I mean, the door's open to all you guys.
If I'm invited,
all the time.
I am there.
But, Joe, you're just spending a little time in West Coast right now. You're an East Coast guy?
I was. I live here now.
You live here now?
Yeah, I moved out here.
All right, so we'll see you again, probably.
I hope so.
Unless this is. Has it been good so far?
I'm having a fucking blast.
All right.
Yeah.
And how are you getting anywhere on your too short decision?
I'm feeling better about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, let's just take this journey together.
I'm excited because we don't really know each other.
No.
We haven't worked together, really. And it'd be fun to just take a long car ride together right after we get
great way to meet people.
Really high. And let's go meet Too Short together. What an adventure.
Bring a camera.
So anyway, as part of our 420 Club, if you're a member, if you've signed up at patreon.com, we're going to give away the chance for people to be here in the Spacement watching the, is it going to be 6 hours? 6 hour marathon session that we're going to do. And the guests are going to rotate through, but I've got to smoke the whole 6 hours.
Okay.
That's the plan for that. So I doubt you're around on Friday, February 24th, because you work headline weekends a lot.
Yeah. No, I don't think I'm here for it.
I don't think so, yeah.
But that's a six-hour... Woo!
But it sounds like we got some good ones. Tiffany Haddish, Jesse May Peluso, Todd Glass, Brandon Wardell, Beth Stelling, Rory Scovel. All those folks are going to be here. And, yeah... Oh, we got to give away a T-shirt. January's giveaway was for a High Court T-shirt. It says High Crew on it, and they're only made for the crew, but we snagged a couple to give away, and so we're going to pick a name right now. Gabe has a bowl of names, and oh, Sarah, this is great. I love the whole kind of classic...
Should I pick the name?
Lady choosing the... Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, you know, this is like a Vanna White situation.
Just pretend this is a gown.
You know, is it me or is Vanna White keeping it together?
She's keeping it together. She... Wait, just one, right?
God damn. That's why they can't fire her. They can't bring in a new young one. They got it. She still looks great.
Do you to read?
Yeah, I'll read it. Or
okay,
you can read
good,
it.
Good, good. Yeah, you can read this one.
Why is it hard to read?
It's not an easy one to read.
We'll just say the name on... that's their email address. We don't want to give that away. I can try it. It's Farheen Lakia.
Yeah, Farheen Lakia.
Yeah.
Congratulations, yeah. Farheen Lakia.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Shirt.
Crew shirt.
Right? You get a
stolen
shirt?
From the set.
Yeah. So, and it's just one size, so I hope it fits, Farheen. Or maybe you could just pin it to a wall. Or
sleep in it.
Clean your car.
Or... Yeah.
Or I didn't notice you had a little bow tie on.
I
didn't notice that till now.
It was real like
because it's black on black under black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm all murdered out.
What do you, did you notice the sun was out today? Have you been out there?
Nope. Going goth.
How much goth is there in Los Angeles, like when you're walking around?
There's like a hidden goth scene.
It's
weird.
Prominent.
It's weird, though.
What's this big city that's got the most prominent goth scene, you think?
Seattle? Is that like an old stereotype?
San Francisco, maybe?
New York?
New York, of course. New York's got... Yeah, you can name anything, and it's got the most...
Vampires.
Vampires, for sure.
Yeah.
Because the city never sleeps, so that's a great place for them.
Yep, that's where they all go.
I thought of this recently. I'm just going to repeat it again, just to get it out there into the world.
Okay.
It bears repeating.
In the Twilight movies, some of them are vampires and some of them are werewolves, and they're warring. Right. And the vampires never go, hey, dogs only live 30 years at most. Let's just ride this out. Let's just go hide for a while till these stupid dogs all die. And then we will live on for eternity.
Every year. Yeah, the math checks out.
Yeah, so. So none of those movies make any sense.
That's such a valid point. The dogs live like 7 years.
I finally thought of it. I've been making fun of those movies for years.
Yeah, it's like a lot of extra work.
We're going to outlive you, doggy. Go fetch. You know, that kind of thing. Do you guys see the dogs they have here at the... there's always dogs in the offices here at Jash. It's very pleasant.
Multiplying.
There's a lot
I think
of dogs.
Every office just have dogs running around. Like quiet, good, quiet dogs.
Now, where do the vampires hide when they go away to hide?
Well, that's part of the problem is that the dogs can sniff them out. So there's nowhere to hide.
I got you.
They're shiny
skin. You know how dogs are. They will not let up. Did you know the movie Lion doesn't have any lions in it? That was disappointing.
What movie?
There's a movie called Lion. It's nominated for Best Picture.
It's a metaphor.
And it's got Dev Patel and Rooney Mara. And
did you see it?
Nicole Kidman got nominated. I think Nicole Kidman's very good in it. It's one of those true story movies where they show you the real people at the end. And I'm just like, that always makes me cry for some reason, seeing the images of the real people. And 2 days in a row I saw that. I saw Lion and Hidden Figures 2 days in a row. And both days I'm sitting there at the end of the movie crying because they showed a picture of who was really the real people.
Oh, shit.
It's the extra estrogen coming into your bloodstream as you get older.
Right.
It's okay. It happens to me too.
I'm not complaining about it. I don't love it, but I like having emotions.
I'm good on estrogen.
Oh, yeah,
I'll use some. Less. Please.
Yeah, you want to share it?
Yeah, you're getting less.
Get rid of it.
More.
Yeah.
Oh boy, we already know when our next show is going to be. That's exciting. But let's do some of the stuff we normally do on the show. Might as well, right? Yes, sorry, here's another freshie for you.
I feel like I'm not partaking.
No, I've just been sitting here.
You know, those trolls.
It is funny, though, that it's possible for me to be bogarting when there's so many options.
There's so many options. Yeah. I just felt lazy and uninspired. So.
Right? Well, that's the number one thing that'll happen to you if you smoke too much pot, is you'll forget to smoke too much pot.
I'm super hot. Is anybody else super hot?
You're burning?
I think you look great in that shirt.
And, it is a good,
yeah, your three-quarter sleeve decisions. It's hitting you in the hot spot.
That's what it is.
God, yeah.
If only your elbows could breathe.
I think it's pretty comfortable in here, but we can turn on the fan during the... Have we ever had the fan on during the show? Like, would listeners really be that bothered by the sound of it?
Oh, yeah.
Sound guys. Would it be bad?
In those comments, it'll be like... What
happened? If you're hot, we can make you comfortable. Like, if you want to sit on the wing.
Just turn it on for a second. I just want to know what happens.
Burn it.
Please. Because Joe's burning up over here.
I got water.
I can't believe the medic hasn't suggested turning the fan on.
I can fan you. I don't have anything to do with.
What do you think of that sound guy?
White noise.
It becomes white noisy pretty fast.
It's going to relax the audience.
We're talking constantly. Yeah.
Do you want to hit this?
It'd probably be better to have it on the whole show than just turn it on at one point.
Exactly.
Okay.
People will tell me on Twitter how much they hate it.
Aye, aye, aye.
I just want to get high. I don't want to listen to a fan.
You can have them EQ
it's
out
cold where light. I am. Like, we're just rubbing it in that we're in a place where it's too warm.
Oh, now, can I, and here's my other question. Can I switch chairs with you?
Of course.
And really try to get some...
Yeah, get in there.
You want to hit that fan.
Action inside.
Yeah, hit that fan.
Is that okay?
Backseat of course. Fan pass.
I like the keys hanging off of your... is that a normal thing, or is that a you knew you were going to get really high kind of thing?
No, I just usually keep them there so I don't have to put them in my pockets.
It's a good...
What do we think of this shot now with him sitting there? Are we all still four in it?
Is that...
Us kind of stay together.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No, that's funny. I love it. Like somebody gets so high, they just roll out of the show.
I'm sorry.
That's amazing.
Or they roll around front. Sarah, in a live show we did at the Troubadour, she laid in a beanbag chair thingy for most of the show.
I'll tell you what, I can stay in the shot. Can we just turn the fan a bit so it's...
Whoosh. Yeah, we can.
Full frontal.
Is that okay?
Do that for him? Thanks, you guys.
Is this okay? Do people do this on your show?
We just don't have a big crew. Like, everybody can't just drop their cameras.
No.
Make it work for you.
Stop it. I didn't mean it like that.
How's that feel?
That feels great.
Oh, good. I'm so happy for you. Well, we'll leave it on for the rest of this segment, and then during the commercials, and then for the final segment, we'll go back to normal in case it's bothering people.
I like that uplifter. I feel uplifted.
Yes.
So it's working.
That's what it does.
Yeah. Yep.
Do you want to be in the commercial for it?
Yeah.
Oh, you just were. We already made it.
Perfect.
Boom. Yeah. We'll run that. Let's run that.
I want to be up.
California only, though, at this point, right?
California to get uplifted?
No, it's
your
West Coast.
Stuff is all West Colorado. Coast, all the way up and down the coast. Yep. That's what you said. You're right. All right. And when's your next tour situation happening?
Well, besides the cruise and the warm-up shows associated around that, this started around in a month.
You've got warm-up shows?
Yeah.
Can I come to a warm-up show?
Sure. Okay, speaking of taking the Uber to Anaheim.
Anaheim for reals? Do you know the date?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay. The House of Blues in Anaheim?
Yes, I believe so.
No, really?
It's just closed. In Anaheim?
No, there's something.
House of Blues in downtown Disney closed.
Something reopened. Something just opened. Something reopened. I don't know.
Something, yeah.
A gig.
I go there. Yeah, I'd love that.
I'll let you know.
That'd be amazing. I'd probably have a stupid gig or something.
I'll hit you up.
I'd probably have to go get high that day.
But we have, there's a festival every weekend everywhere in America.
A festival every weekend?
Yeah, they're over the summer. So if you're, a highly popular band like 311, you can just do these big shows.
There's one everywhere. So if it's not food or music or booze related, I mean, it's herb or books. Depending how far down the pie hole you want to go down.
Festival hole?
Yes.
Yeah, there's like a printed material show, and it's just like zines and nice books that are like imported from Germany and stuff.
Every page embossed.
It's very textual.
Don't they have wedding shows?
Yeah, there's... Oh, I bet that would be crazy to go to.
Yeah,
just go interview.
I'd wear
crazy
like a
brides.
Comic-Con kind of costume with a mask.
Nice.
At the wedding
the
show.
Way.
Or a veil.
Because I wouldn't want people to know it's me there, but so I could just observe.
Just observe.
Joe DeRosa, when did you start getting high? What's your high history?
The first time I ever smoked pot.
High history.
First time you ever smoked pot?
Was my freshman...
I'm sorry, Bender from Futurama is interrupting you.
The spring semester of my freshman year in college was the first time I ever smoked pot. We went out behind the dorm on this tiny campus that we lived on in Ambler, Pennsylvania. And we smoked behind, you know, like the catering hall or wherever near the woods. And it didn't do anything. But I was happy that I tried it.
Mm-hmm.
But then the first time I tried it a couple other times. But then I remember the first time I ever got high was I went to meet my friend Jerry one night. I was 19, I think. And I showed up at his house and he was like, dude, look what I found. I forgot I was holding this for somebody at a concert. And he pulled out this blunt and we went to this field and we smoked it. And as soon as we stood up to go to Denny's, I was like, oh, this is high.
This is it.
And it was amazing.
That's one of the better recollected first getting high stories.
Yeah.
I remember the dud high story. I remember the time it didn't work.
Dud high.
But I don't remember after that. I don't remember really the first time I smoked.
Do you know what? The thing that made me remember this whole story was this one detail. And I was like, oh, that's going to fucking stick in my head forever. We were at Denny's, and we were still kind of being like, I think we're high, and I was eating the French toast slam or whatever.
I was just going to ask you what you ordered. Yeah. I'm so happy we're getting this info.
I got a French toast slam and a blueberry milkshake, and I was like, this is the fucking greatest, man. We're like, we're high, I think, right? And then I remember the manager walked by with the cell phone, like when they used to have those big cell phones. She walked by with it. And she said to, like, one of the other waitresses, this is what I thought she said, Mrs. DeRosa's on the phone right now. Mrs. DeRosa's on the phone, right? And I go, and I turn to my friends and I go, did you hear that? She said, my mom's on the phone. And they're like, she said nothing even close to that. What are you talking about? And I was like, okay, I'm definitely high. I'm going to remember this.
Talk about it.
Yeah.
Here's the fucked up part. It was my mom.
No.
I'm joking.
Oh, yeah, I'm so gullible. What, I have a question. Do all Denny's have that claw game inside of them, or is that IHOP? And why?
I think any establishment can just choose to have one of those put in and because they share with the company that puts it in there.
So it's like based on location thing. It's not like every Denny's has a claw.
Yeah, it's just like any movie chain. Like some of them will have like a
gumball machine
or you know pinball or video games or you know there's random shit just shows up in places.
That makes sense.
And a lot of times it's just because somebody
they just cart it out.
Somebody brings it in and they split the money that it makes. You know.
Remember when? Do you guys remember when Pizza Hut was like a real restaurant that you could go to, and they—that was one of the things—was they had video games at Pizza Hut
In the table.
Yeah,
I used to play with my friends.
What?
Like, where a game like you know, Pac-Man would be in the table, but you'd have the food come there and or drinks or whatever, and you just sit there and like sitting in like regular seats, like in a booth, but the table's a game.
It was in the like 80s and early 90s. There was arcades like in the mall and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
every mall had an arcade. Yeah.
There was like
just how every mall has a movie theater and a Gap. It was really standard.
It's like,
yeah.
When a mall doesn't have a movie theater, I'm like, what the fuck is this? What is the point of this mall? Because it's such a thing.
And
it's it's so convenient. Like road comics, road musicians, you know? Fucking walk across the street from the hotel to the mall because you know there's gonna be movies.
It's the greatest thing ever. Is if your hotel's near a mall,
yeah,
you'd never care like
but
in regular life.
Just for the
life.
Movies, I don't shop at all.
But you can
if
also
you've seen how I dress.
You can also just walk around it forever. Bobby,
today Doug's wearing free shit that he got. Go ahead.
Dude, I love those sunglasses. I want them.
But every theater used to have an arcade too, and which was great. So you know,
theaters had arcades.
Bobby Kelly.
But I guess that
little mini
creates like a you know
enough.
Weird
kind of a loitering situation that you wouldn't want at a movie theater because also
the people who hang out in the arcades in the middle of the day inside a movie theater or inside a mall. I mean,
it's
you know it's one thing if you're there by yourself and you hop from theater to theater, but when I'm watching a movie and an hour and a half in, a family comes in and sits down, like that's how they do it. They just catch pieces of movies, and I'm just like, how could you start watching this movie at this point in the story? Like, how could you even do? Why would you even do that or want to do that?
There should be like movie.
You have no idea what's going on here.
There should be movie etiquette.
stuff. Well, there is. If you go to Alamo Drafthouse, they really they drop the hammer hard on all like talking and texting.
Where is that?
And at the same time, they serve food to everybody. It's pretty amazing.
And no kids.
Started too, in Austin, right? Texas.
They keep kids down.
They keep the ages down. Yeah, like I don't think
keeping
you can
the,
have kids
little,
here at the ArcLight.
Keeping the little man down.
I think the ArcLight can.
And ArcLight
can't
won't
kids.
Let you in if you show up too late, which I don't.
Yeah, mind. That's another thing at the.
And I like their sound.
Alamos. There's no latecomers because it's funny. Like it's not that they disturb me that much because things can be happening in the room while you're watching a movie and you're not you know you don't need to go out of your mind every time. But when people come in late and then they sit down, I just get obsessed with starting to think, okay, if I started watching from here. Would I be like, oh, I probably shouldn't have walked in this late
yeah.
to this movie. You know, like, I missed out on something here at the top of this movie.
But you'll never know how much.
Well, you'll know eventually because of cable or renting it or something. Because I've done that. If I have missed part of a movie for some reason, especially sleeping, like I fell asleep before Dope was over and I loved it, but I couldn't get through the whole thing without falling asleep. So then I saw it again.
Too.
It's not about being bored or not bored. Especially music. If there's a lot of music, I sleep to music all the time.
Yeah.
So I can get super sleeped out. Or like when I see Broadway musicals, when they do ballads, I'm like kind of like this in my seat. Like I could just go to sleep like a baby.
I go to sleep every night. I go to sleep to my favorite movies or my favorite like audiobooks or my favorite music. Or
that just trains you to be. It's like sleeping on planes. It's training me to be able to sleep in a chair.
And yeah,
that's going like this.
I'll go to sleep to comedy a lot too because I find it like very comforting. And I remember I said to Todd Barry one time. I go, "Hey, dude, your album Falling Off the Bone is one of my favorite albums to go to sleep to." And he was like. Oh, thanks a lot, man. And I was like, no, I mean that in a good way.
Thanks a lot, man.
I just realized that I think I'm a bad person to go to a movie with because if I go to the bathroom and miss something, when I come back to my seat, I'm like, what did I miss? And then
right.
I want the person.
And then both of you are missing what's continuing to happen while you're getting updated. It's not a good way to do it.
Wow.
Can I propose something to you guys?
You got to wait for like a scene that's clearly not going to have any dialogue and. You know, it's all about timing.
Can I pitch something to the three of you?
Yeah, we're open to this.
Yeah, but first I have to say, because you brought him up, that I heard Todd Barry, I heard him at his loudest level of speaking I've ever heard just a couple days ago.
What was it?
He was flying out of LAX going home from doing the roast battle, and I was coming in through LAX. And he saw me before I saw him, and I really heard Todd Barry go, "Doug!" And I was just like, when I turned and saw him, I was like, holy shit. I didn't even know that was in his repertoire. I thought it'd be like, Doug. And I wouldn't notice, and he'd email me later.
I know. I hear you. If he had more than two octaves in him, I'd be surprised.
Yeah, it was just like, I didn't know who I was turning to look at. I did not think it was going to be Todd Barry.
Yeah.
I want to know about this pitch that you were going to
Okay, do. Pitches.
Yes.
All right, so off. Everybody here goes on the road.
Then you should be on my show Pitch Off sometime if you'd like to do that. Both of you should do it.
Sure.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it? Tell me what's Pitch Off. Pitch Doug, Off can I be honest with you? I'm super high right now. And I can't,
oh, you are?
Yes.
Okay, let's go ahead and put up the Mission Accomplished banner.
And I couldn't tell if you were making that up right then or not.
Which part?
Pitch Off, because I didn't hear of it. And then
it's a real show.
What is the pitch?
But I am pitching soon a show that I recently just said on this show, joking around. So, like, yeah, it could go either way. But Pitch Off is really, it's a real show where it's on Screen Junkies and I'm a studio executive and we give you, like, oh, we need another sequel to this movie. And you have to come in and pitch an idea.
Oh, I love it.
And it's against other people and then somebody, you know, wins and other people lose. It's like a reality show.
I love it, man.
Island of Dr. Moreau 2.
Yeah, exactly. Let's get that going. What would happen there?
I don't know. Tiny pianos.
I'm guessing it might be Legos.
Three people piano tower.
I want to know what he was going to pitch.
Oh, wait. Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Am I living in the past?
No, you're doing good.
Wait, I got another Todd Barry story.
Joe focus.
He was eating soup. And. No, go ahead.
Okay, so you were talking about the Alamo Draft House being the best movie house. I've been there. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
How much money would I have to and it will be your own numbers individually. How much money would I have to give each of you to next
oh,
live?
Oh, we're talking next hot life. Quiz, hop shot.
Yeah. Next live gig in Texas.
Okay,
next time you have a live gig in Texas, you have to, the first thing you have to say is, thanks for having me, folks. This Alamo Draft House
is
fantastic.
Have you heard how great this place is?
In fact, it's so amazing, it's a real battle to get into the place. Now, how much money would I have to give you to open with that? And just really stick the landing and just keep
it's a
moving.
Real battle.
It's a real battle to get into the place.
Well, I think Sarah would be digging a hole for herself
if she opened with that. Yeah, I would have to. I would.
I can say sort of any ridiculous thing I want because people know I'm high.
What would it
and,
take you
and I can't I can't imagine anyone in his band hilarious. Saying anything that ridiculous yeah. at any point.
That's why I'm
they're
saying
they're all really cool guys.
That's why I'm saying how much money would I have to give each person? It's a bad idea.
Yeah, you gotta figure out the number. What's your number?
Mine's low.
You I'd take do, it so just for like, the because it's one
it's
set.
Like
what difference does it make?
Yeah, you I see
one
some cheesy shit.
It's a horrible thing to say.
But I can deliver.
It's like
it
an end
anyway.
Your career like Howard Dean's.
It's
yeah!
not a. But it's like one of those things. Do you ever want to play a joke on your friend and you know that immediately you'll go, oh, I was just kidding right after the joke, but you go, it's not even worth the 2 seconds of awkwardness. Until the real quick, I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
I feel it's like already it's, just happened earlier.
Yeah, I feel like it's. I feel like it's one of those things.
Yeah,
where if you're not allowed to say I'm just kidding, it's fucking brutal, man. To live in that.
Well,
I don't know.
Well,
I'm just.
It feels like
write it down somewhere. I'll open with you.
I'm going to South by Southwest.
I could open with that.
I don't like.
That's the way to do it. Do it for nothing. Do it for free.
Oh, I don't want to do
because
it.
Because it.
I mean,
I can do it in every show that I do.
Well, that might be my new opener. That might be my new opener. Just because from town to town doing it will be really interesting. Because I say, if you heard of this movie chain, they're popping up everywhere. There's one here in downtown L.A. now. Alamo Draft House? Oh, my God. These places are so great. It's a battle to get in there.
Wait, for me,
it's aptly named, you guys.
Yeah,
because it is a battle to get in there.
For me, that's high risk, low reward.
And then, you can't say any tags to save it.
No,
no take backs.
No take backs.
Just next bit. Donald Trump, and go keep going.
Exactly. And then deny it happened.
I got to get in one pot topic just for the hell of it.
Make some noise. You have to say that too.
We've had such a fun conversation. I've had such a fun time, you guys, listening to me.
I'm having fun.
I am.
Valentine's Day, you guys.
Woohoo.
Coming up.
What do you get that special stoner in your life on that special day that was invented by people that just wanted to make money?
A gift card to the Alamo Draft House.
Oh, that's a great idea. But you know what? Those gift cards are so popular. It's a battle.
It's a real battle to get
that. That's another way I could do it is I come out and I could just lose it while I'm trying to tell it. And like,
because you're the one
just go over
so
the top, like how funny I think it is.
Okay,
yes.
but not in an ironic way. You have to be laughing. Like
I know.
Really
I
think it's
cannot
funny.
Believe how funny this thing is. Like that, it's so funny, I can't even get it out.
Right after a dozen times, as it gets funnier each time, it will crack you up midlife. It's like goddamn battle.
It's like Bert Kreischer when he fucking loses his shit, which he does about 80 times a day.
Oh my gosh.
He's very excitable.
It's a great laugh.
I want to get him on here so bad because I think it might be a calming thing for him if he starts smoking more. Lowell Farms is offering a $400 bouquet of cannabis stems.
That's nice.
It's available for delivery anywhere in Los Angeles. You got to have a medical card, so I guess you got to show it to the delivery guy.
It's just a bunch of stems.
And cannabis stems. That doesn't make it sound good.
It doesn't sound good.
I don't think.
It doesn't sound bad.
You got to be some long stems, right?
Yeah. At the end of those stems.
Yeah. At least it's not cannabis sticks and stems.
Yeah.
It's just the stems. But
that implies it.
Just the fact that it exists is a pretty interesting step forward, I guess.
Yeah, not everyone's a flower person, maybe. So it's like, thanks for these stems.
Yeah, but I think no one should be a flower person. Like when you see them growing out of the ground, go over and have
yank them out.
No, just go sniff them.
Yank them out, you know? And put them in some water.
Yeah. You guys are great. This has been so much fun. We're gonna take one more break.
Okay.
And we'll be right back. Hey, everybody, so that we don't have to do it in the show, I'm going to do it during the breaks. I want to say subscribe to this show if you haven't already and click the like button as it helps fight against people who flag our videos. And you can also subscribe on iTunes for the audio-only version of the show. And also, our web store is now through Villaby.com. We'll put it on the screen, I think, maybe. check it out. You can still visit us at the same URL, bit.ly/DougMerch. Order your mugs, t-shirts, and blue cards. Get blue cards. We'll sign them, and then the post office will put something right over the signature, and it's a big waste of money. Cards for high manity, I like to call it. Thanks, you guys, and enjoy your day.
Down in the spaceman, let me hit that one more time. I'm feeling weightless, getting dug with high.
Getting dug with high. That was, I got so many pot topics we didn't do.
I love that song, the jingle.
That was by Stoned and Beautiful. And you can find them on Facebook, iTunes, and Spotify under that name.
Stoned and
Send us your theme song, and unless it's awful, we'll use it. And if it's awful, we'll use it. Because that's fun too, right? Send us your awful themes. But that was fun. It was a little jaunty. Jaunty little number. Is everybody really high?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to take another bong rip while you guys... watch a magic trick. Oh, magic trip.
Hey, guys.
How's it going?
Good. How about
you? Hey, you're the magician?
Yeah.
Don't mind
All right.
Me.
Sarah, do you mind helping me?
Oh, yeah, I would love to. Right. I've been dying to be a magician.
I'm an imposter.
What am I doing?
Pick a card.
Scary.
Can I show my friends?
Scary?
Don't say anything.
Show it to this camera and your friends.
This can be scary.
Camera A. Peanut and
Camera A.
Joe.
King. Camera A.
Did I
say it?
We good?
Did I just say it out loud?
No. I don't even know.
Because I verbalized part of it.
This is the hardest thing to do, hi.
Should we do it again?
No, it's fine.
Has that happened before?
I didn't hear anything.
You know.
I'm glad it went my
cards goodness. Can't hear. Cards can't tell him. He's got to be magic.
It's the hands.
Something has to happen.
Yeah.
All right, check it out. I'm going to take these two jokers. All I have to do is wave them over the deck like this. Oh, it didn't work yet.
What
why
happened?
Not? Why not?
Watch.
Whoa.
That's I'm why.
Oh, wow, that was cool.
What?
That's why. Oh.
I'm going to be a magician.
You stopped us 7/8 of the way through it.
That
you know what?
Cool.
I like
misdirected me.
Yeah,
that was fun.
He's a misdirector.
Very good misdirection.
Yeah. I want to be a magician's assistant if you're hiring Gabe.
Gabe, are you going to move on to tricks where you'll need an assistant?
Or cut me in half?
Card tricks. That would be great.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You could bring in a fresh deck.
Where's the stadium applause? The stadium applause sound.
Yeah, hit that. Oh, Daniel didn't stop by today. That's why it's so quiet in here. He's busy producing lots of other stuff. You gonna have some Jumbo?
I had some. I'm gonna have some more.
Okay.
Right?
What is that stuff?
It's like
it's
a
Jumbo.
Jumbo. I don't know.
Jumbo.
You know.
Jumbo.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot. Jumbo. Yes.
Yeah. You get it.
I remember now.
They're not even gonna play it again. I've said it a bunch of times. And they're not playing it anymore, or it's too quiet for me to hear.
Wait, what?
Whenever somebody picks up the
what? You have a Jumbo jingle?
When I say Jumbo.
Jumbo.
It's only the things I say. When I say Pot Topics.
Right.
Hot Topics.
So you have
when
the
I
power
say
to activate.
Pod Quiz Hop Shot.
Right. What?
Everything I say has a song.
No, I'm okay.
I don't know what is Jumbo.
There's no chill way to spray a Jumbo.
Only one of those is a song.
What is it?
I guess Pot Topic's kind of a song. It's
a THC spray.
Junk you just spray in your mouth. It's like gets you high.
It's a THC spray. Oh, okay.
There's two different. There's like a THC version and a CBD version.
I had the CBD one and it didn't really do anything, but it did kind of relax you in a weird way.
Yeah, it relaxes you and like makes you
tingly.
Yeah.
No. Well. Oh, sorry. Mine. I got the straight CBD, whatever it's called, whatever one, and it was, and it had no THC in it, and it would just. You didn't literally feel anything, but like I would take it before bed, and you would just be like, "Oh, I'm like feel like I'm more able to just fall asleep right now." It was like one of those things.
Yeah, that's how I felt. Like my body was high, sort of, I don't know. Mentally, I was there, but physically, I was like chill.
Yeah,
I smoke from like early on in the day and start drinking around 4, and by nighttime, I'm very good at sleeping.
What's your drink of choice, by the way?
Vodka soda, Tito's if it's available, which it practically is everywhere these days.
Can I tell you something that I thought till just now? I thought that you didn't drink at all.
Really?
I swear to God, I thought you were just like strictly a weed guy, and I...
That says a lot from my drunk demeanor, that it just comes off as a weed thing, because I'm drunk a lot of the time.
Shit, I swear to God, I thought you were like a strictly weed dude.
No, I like vodka.
Yeah, it's great.
And beers are enjoyable sometimes. And I think I got it under control. Today, totally. I wasn't going to make a big deal out of it, but I started sobriety today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm not going to drink at all this month. But I'm going to smoke, of course.
All right.
I feel like I was going to say congratulations. I don't know why. Congrats. But I'm like, I don't know.
It's big.
Celebrating all the victories.
For our marathon show on the 24th, which will run from 4:15 in the afternoon Pacific time to 10:15, or probably 10:20. Let's face it, I'll get to the next 20 just for the hell of it.
Sure.
So it's going to be 6 hours of me and my guests here in this basement smoking, and I don't know what's going to happen. We should probably plan some things.
There should be some food delivered.
Games.
Just a super long sesh is good. I don't think people need to watch us eat, really.
Yeah.
People suggest from time to time you should have snacks on the table. I'm like, that just...
No, but you're right. You're right. It doesn't
sound
right.
A lot of unnecessary business.
Because some people start eating, then they forget about smoking.
Right?
You know what I'm saying? But also, I don't know. It's like... I feel self-conscious about spraying this into my mouth for some reason. It's like, you know what? Back in the day when people had like that...
Banaka.
Yeah. Mm. That's the word I was looking for and trying to think about. Thanks. Banaka. What is it?
Banaka. Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could be concerned that the last person doesn't know how close to get with it.
Yeah, that's
puts
what I'm
it
saying.
Right
I'm
up
like,
on her.
Maybe they're like, she's spraying that.
What do? Right? You lick it? Yeah. You know, that kind of thing. But for some reason, this spraying kind of thing makes me feel like it doesn't... I don't feel like it's diseased at all. I don't feel like it's...
It feels... Yeah.
Well, there's probably some level of alcohol in it.
I'm probably crazy.
Right?
Huh?
There's probably some level of alcohol in it. So that would kill the germs, I would think. Right?
I would think so. It's all right. It seems to... I just like smoking and...
This is going.
You know, I'll throw edibles and this kind of thing into the mix if I, you know, just for fun or...
I
know,
love
if
it.
When was the last time you overdid it?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's a great question. That's like a good cliffhanger for the going into the next episode.
Here we go. And cut.
One time I, you know, was at a party and had... I've probably told this one before, but it was a party, I think it was in Santa Monica... I know exactly where it was. It was Zoe Friedman's house, Bud Friedman's daughter, Zoe. She booked Letterman for a long time, has a lot of friends in the comedy world. Party at her house, summertime, I think. Pot brownies, clearly labeled. I had one, got impatient, had another, had some alcohol.
Holy shit.
Had a bunch of shit to eat. And then all of that stuff got put into the bushes. It was. Did I mention it was like a garden party? So I just found a hedge and threw up in it.
Right.
Went back to the party for a while. Felt great.
Made it work.
Got it all out of my system. Yeah. But I'm one of those people, there's a word for it, that you're phobic of throwing up. You don't like throwing up.
Right. Me too.
So I will just sit there in agony, forcing myself to not throw up when I feel it coming on.
Oh, when I feel it coming on, I steer into the curve. I'm like...
That's what you're supposed to do.
I'm just like, I'm going to feel better after this.
Just get it out. Yeah, I will wait 4 hours for the feeling to go away.
Yeah.
Like instead of just barfing and getting it over with.
Yeah.
It's so weird how much I hate it.
It is. It's a traumatic activity to go through. It's not, you know, it's unlike any other bodily
function.
It affects
your breathing. You know, you can't have a mouthful of all that stuff just flying around.
It's gross. Vomiting is gross. I'm sorry.
It's super gross.
It's gross.
What a delightful way to end the show.
It's gross.
I'm not a fan. I do a thing because I think they show the person vomiting way too frequently in movies, sometimes as a punchline, and it's never funny. And a lot of times just as, you know, everything's got to be like ratcheted up, like every character has to be going through so much that they're vomiting.
When I see somebody else do it.
So I warn people, I have a thing called Not for a Metaphobes, because a metaphobe is somebody who doesn't want to see vomiting and or even hear it. It's gross.
A
to
metaphobe?
Just hear. Emetophobes, yeah.
What is it?
Bad album title.
Emetophobes.
It's not called a barf?
Emetophobes. Emetophobes.
That seems intense.
I think that's how it's spelled.
I love it.
But it's also like, it's not recognized by spell check. It's one of those words.
May or may not.
Urban Dictionary.
It might be an Urban Dictionary word. Joe DeRosa has a new 1 hour special. That's why you're here. We got hooked up because you're trying to go out and get word out about special.
But I also, like, truly wanted to be
no,
here.
No, I know. It worked out great.
Here.
It worked out great.
Yeah,
but
I'm
was
very
the initial.
Here,
when a comedian reaches out and they smoke weed and they have an album or a special they want to promote, I most of the time I'm going to say, yeah, let's do it.
Thanks, man. You know? I appreciate
it. And I'm extra glad I did in this case because I think you're great.
Thanks, man.
So your stupid ass special. Yes. Joe DeRosa, you let me down. I've seen billboards all over town.
Yeah,
I've seen at
I
least
saw
three.
Nice.
Too.
Yeah. That's nice to hear.
Fairfax, so the Hasidic Jews are going to be super into you.
It's amazing.
Because most people in the Fairfax are driving through quickly, so they don't see the billboard, but I'm sure the people walking do. And
Real Orthodox.
That's this Friday at midnight. You can see his Comedy Central. That's an hour, right? Yeah, an hour.
Yeah, February 3rd at midnight, and then it hits the internet February 7th.
You can pre-order the album version now, and it's going to come out on Tuesday, Feb 7. And he's got a podcast, We'll See You in Hell. And you got two podcasts?
I have one called We'll See You in Hell about horror movies with Patrick Walsh, and then I have another one on Feral with Kurt Braunohler called Emotional Hangs.
That's Kurt Braunohler on there with you?
Yeah.
What happens there?
Emotional Hangs is we explore adult friendship, we create like this safe space for vulnerability for an hour. So it's like really like two grown men sharing like honest feelings about adult friendship not doing any of the fucking macho bullshit, you know?
Wow.
Why don't you come on and
count me out?
Come on,
I'm so macho. You're macho meter.
It's the last shred of macho-ness I have is this attitude.
No, stop it.
That's cool.
I get it. You gotta keep
your
edge.
The only manly thing I got. Being an asshole. Oh my God, so much fun, Peanut. The 311 cruise, March 2-6, sold out for. Probably years ago, it probably sold out.
People.
Yeah.
I don't know. We put something in the water.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, other bands do it, and those can be fun too, but I'd recommend it over any other kind of cruise because.
You're sweet.
You do get to see a lot of other bands. I'm excited. Real Big Fish is going to be on this
Hell
one.
Hell yeah.
And the other comedian is going to be Nick Swartzen, so that's another plus. Shows that are coming up in the spring are available at 311.com/shows. New album, title of which is still a secret.
Yeah, we decided yesterday, which means we may change it.
It's coming out before the summer tour. And then what percentage of the new album do you say you play in that follow-up tour? That's where it's sort of the first tour after that album comes out.
The last time we released an album, which was 2012, I believe, or 2013, we would play half the album sometimes in the set. In a set of 21 to 23 songs, we would play 6 or 8, you know, songs from the new album. So... And we're really thrilled about this. We worked with some different producers.
What keeps it fun for you?
Yeah. I love it. I love playing new stuff. I mean, after a couple thousand shows with the same band, and it's great to play new
I'm
music.
Thinking about writing some new jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting kind of tired of the material, so I'm thinking about taking a different direction in my career and writing some new stuff.
Bring back the vodka in a bag.
Like I really came up in a time where you could just write an act and just do it, and just do it and do it and do it, and a lot of guys did, and now they're just, you know, they're not in demand because I think comedy needs to be more about emotional hangs.
Oh, come on.
And Tuesday
Stop
Snacks.
It. Stop it.
Tuesday Snacks.
Tuesday Snacks is Sarah Wineshank's podcast.
Yes.
And it's available on iTunes and at TuesdaySnacks.com. And she's the host of The Sleepover. And that's on Jash Play's Twitch.
Yes.
Yeah. And that doesn't sound complicated.
It's on
to figure out.
Well, there's links. You can find them.
You do it every Monday at noon Pacific time. Do you actually sleep over here and then do the show?
Well, I can't tell.
Oh,
it's a big secret. Okay.
I like this building and this office. It's very friendly and nice with all the lights on and everything. But I don't know if I'd want to sleep over here.
You could just would pop by a sleepover if your friends were having one and there was pajamas that were comfy.
Right. Well, also if it's at Monday at noon
and it was in this building,
that's doable.
Yeah,
I should. Perfect. How long do you do the show for?
An hour and a half, and we game. And I'm not the best gamer, but my heart, you know, I'm coming from a good place.
Yeah, do your show till 1:30, and then start up this show at 2:15.
Yeah.
Some Monday.
Exactly.
So can someone write that down?
And then February, I just want to say, on February 17th and 18th, I'm opening for Christina Podinsky.
Oh, you know what I'm going to be doing on those days? Wishing I could drink.
Cold stare.
It's only a month, dude. You're going to kill it.
I get it.
It's only a month. You're going to kill it.
No, I'm sad I even brought it up because I do like to bring things like that up just to kind of hold myself accountable because it'd be very easy for me to just say I'm not drinking and drink all I want. But I want most people that know me to be like, hey, why is he drinking? He said he wasn't drinking. You know, I want some accountability.
Yeah.
So that's why I say it. But this time I was going to just keep it to myself in case I changed my mind. Because I just feel like it's a weird time to not drink.
It does feel like it's a weird time to not drink.
Yeah, but
why?
I also am kind of excited about it because I'm looking forward to the premiere of High Court is on Monday, February 27th. So the month will be practically over when that happens. And I'm really looking forward to that. So not being able to drink will make this month go by a lot slower.
Right.
So for better or worse.
Yeah, it's tough, dude. I was doing one. I went 8 days and then I broke it today to get
really?
A little. Yeah, but
oh,
I was
because
like,
you got to have wine with your.
But I was like, I'll just go back to it tomorrow. So you're gonna kill it, dude.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're almost making me less confident with your confidence.
No, but I'm no. saying. Can't we just come
can't
on?
Can't we?
Can't we just be emotional?
I'm trying to do that thing where that you do on your show, and it's just. it's not working out for me.
Where could you get Banaca now? Do they still make it?
I haven't seen Banaca in years. Is
are you going to Too Short? Sorry with all these hardball questions.
No, it's okay.
Listen, I'm really thinking about it, man.
Okay, because your thinking time's getting about up.
It's going to be doing.
Yeah, it's almost time. Oh, I'm doing stand-up in Raleigh, North Carolina, and Tampa, Florida, aforementioned, and Portland, Oregon, and more. Yeah, I'll be in more places. All the dates
whenever
and deets are at douglasmovies.com. And we got in all your plugs, right, everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joe DeRosa and Peanut and Sarah Wineshank. Go look for these guys and what they do and whatnot. And our next show, I'm excited to say, is going to be a week from tomorrow. What's today? It's going to be February 9th at 1:15 Pacific time.
Woohoo.
Hey, how's your ice there in that
I'm
cup?
I'm sorry,
is it working
man.
Out all right for you?
I didn't mean to do that. It was just
how did that cup get on my set?
Like a restaurant
I didn't
cup.
Approve that
Somebody
cup.
Somebody put this cup down. I'm
Somebody,
sorry.
Some rogue cup got
it's
in
a
here.
A space cup. All right. Belongs.
I'm going to say goodbye before I fly off the handle and it's on the internet. Thanks for watching. Bye-bye.